Tyler here. This is our podcast on career development, changing jobs. And today's session is about networking. And I always start off my sessions on networking with my saying that network or not work is what you need to do. You need to network as you're changing jobs. Now, I will tell you that you'll get these calls from the search people. They'll say, we got this great opportunity. You can go through a whole period, a whole change in jobs and not ever have to network. But most of us, when we're between jobs, don't have that ability. We've got to network. And so today's session is just about networking. And what is networking? Well, networking is basically connecting with people. Some of us can connect easily with people because we're extroverts. Others are introverts, and it makes it really, really hard for them, and they have to work extra hard in order to get comfortable with networking. Myself, I'm an extrovert, so I don't have a problem with that, but I've been around plenty of introverts that I had to hold their hands as they were trying to network. That would include some of the consultants in our firm, Tyler & Company, when I was there. So if you are a introvert or an extrovert, if you're an extrovert, I don't need to tell you much. I can just give you some procedures. But if you're an introvert, we're going to spend a little time about how do we overcome that and what do we have to do in order to be able to network. So network, as I said, is merely connecting with people. And you've got to think about how do we connect with people? Well, we connect with people in lots of different ways. We can connect with people on education. I went to Georgia Tech. I got a bunch of people that went to Georgia Tech that I know, and we connect, by the fact that we went to the same school. Lots of other schools have, like the University of Georgia, has a huge number of graduates. And so connecting with them is one thing that is possible to do. A lot of your programs in health administration have alumni groups. And that's a way of connecting with people, getting the roster from the alumni group and seeing who's where, and they may be classmates or whatever, but at least the fact that you went to the same school is a way to connect. Sometimes you can connect over religion. Catholic hospitals are just noted for that. And if you're a Catholic, you probably have an edge up on other Catholics, on others of different religions going into a Catholic hospital or healthcare institution. Hobbies, which is sort of an interesting thing. I had some people are really, really intense when it comes to their hobbies. I'll give you one. We joined Audubon Society, my wife and I, and it's amazing how many people are birders. I didn't know that. Usually, if I were putting on my resume, I'd put my hobbies, and one of my hobbies was sailing. And so one of the things that happens with sailors is if they get together, they just connect. They want to know all about your trips and what did you run into, what kind of weather, what kind of breakdown did you have? And so hobbies is a good way of connecting with other people, as long as you, and I think I talked to you about that in the resume part. If you've got a weird hobby, you don't want to put that down there. Like you're collecting dead skunks. No, you don't want to put that down there. But if you're a golfer, a tennis player, a hiker, a birder, or something like that, then those are normal things. You can connect with people on that. Where you worked is also a place of connection. A lot of people are, I'll give you an example, McKinsey County. They have a network of their graduates. IBM used to have that. If you worked for IBM, they had a whole network of people that were supported by IBM that worked at IBM. I had that in early days at Price Waterhouse when I was there. So that's another thing where you can connect with people. Where you live, I live in Atlanta, Georgia. And so people, Atlanta is just 5.5 million people. In the metro area, the city of Atlanta is only 500,000. Okay. So when you're talking to people, you can end up, they might say, I lived in Atlanta, and say, where'd you live? And there you go. Start talking about that. Organizations like Rotary, I mean, that is the biggest networking organization around. And people, if they're just visiting a town, they'll end up going to a Rotary meeting, and there they meet other people. And then, of course, around sports, sports fans. We have the Falcons here in Atlanta, and we have the Braves, which has a huge following outside of the Atlanta area. So these are the ways you connect with people. And the more that connections you have, the better it is. So keep that in mind as you're putting together your resume and as you are getting your network together. Now, all of us have networks, I mean, friends that we worked with and things like that. What's interesting is you go through, I've got a 4,000 LinkedIn connections. But what happens is that I don't know really all of them. If my criteria was that if they wanted to connect with me, I would, and they were in healthcare, then I would go and do it. If they looked like they were trying to sell me something, I'd say, man, I'd pass on that. So anyhow, I could go through those connections, and so if I were looking for a job, and I'd start doing it, I'd send something out on the LinkedIn mail, and we'd start a conversation. But a lot of people will not have 4,000 LinkedIn connections. They may not even have 100. So what happens is that you have to start making your connections. You start off with your friends, the people you know first, the people you've worked with, and that have crossed over into your path sometime in the past. So then what happens is you've got to branch out of that circle of friends and everything. You go through those pretty quick. You can probably get those done in a couple of weeks. But then you got to go and start making other friends in other ways. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. And they don't have to be friends. They just have to be connections. So here we go. You ought to be able to make at least, if you're unemployed, you ought to make five connections a day. I mean, actually have conversations with people. And that'll, because the other thing, I'm saying five, but you probably have to make 10 or 15 calls in order to talk to those people. And then it'll take 30 minutes at least on each call. So pretty much when you're between jobs, finding a job is a full-time job. And so you have to keep working at that every day. Now, if you're employed but looking for another job, then you have a different situation. You can't spend the whole day making those contacts. So you have to be very diligent about it. And then on the weekends, try making some contacts via emails. It is better to have a conversation with somebody so they get to know you. But it is, if you don't have the time to do that, you've got to do something else. So obviously, if you are being unemployed, bad thing, maybe, but it means that you have more time in order to do the networking, find a job. If you're employed looking for a job, it takes you longer. So you've got to be very diligent about making those calls whenever you have a chance to do it, or sending the emails and trying to connect that way. Okay. When you're making the calls, you need to keep up with them. And there are several ways of doing that. One of the programs that we like is the ACT, ACT. It's a customer resource management software. And you can buy it. It's not unreasonably expensive. So what it allows you to do is to put the contact in and then follow up and make sure that you are connecting with that person. And you have the notes that you put in there from your conversation, whatever you do. And then, anytime you need a follow-up, then you will end up, the computer will let you know that you need to follow up with that person. And follow-up is extremely important. It's amazing to me. Well, the hiring process is just full of fits and starts. And it's a wonder sometimes people ever get hired because they'll start in a search, an organization will, and then something happens. It gets delayed. They think they have a candidate that's going to work out. It doesn't work out. The person that's doing the hiring gets reorganized out. It's just all kinds of things that can happen during the course of that. So what happens is following up becomes extremely important. And by the way, a lot of people won't do it. So they automatically get eliminated anyway because people, the organization thinks that they're not interested in the job. So make sure that whatever you're doing, you're following up. And as they say, the opera's not over till fat lady leaves the stage and leaves the building. And because these things will start, and then the next thing you know, they've stopped, and then a month later they start up again. So always follow up. And another reason to follow up is oftentimes you'll end up with an organization, especially larger ones, have something else that comes up that there's an opening and you're a better fit for. And you will have been, if you've already gotten way along in the process, the employment process, then the next thing you know is that they might just move you into that and not even interview other candidates. So keep that in mind. And there are some things that you have to have with you all the time. And this is really important. Business cards is one of them. Even if you're unemployed and you're no longer at the organization and you left under, adverse circumstances, you can get some business cards really cheaply. We use Vistaprint, which is online. They've done a fine job. I have personal business cards that personal cards have business cards. And so I got them both from Vistaprint. But the personal ones we use for personal stuff, and the business ones I use for business stuff because it's got a QR code on the business card. But I haven't, it's very often that I have a situation where somebody needs my contact information and it's of a personal nature. So I give them that card. I don't think you need two cards. I just think you need the personal card that has your contact information on it. And when you go to a meeting or you go anywhere, have some kind of writing instrument that you can pull out of your pocket and write on the card what you're supposed to do the next year, next day. I have go to a lot of receptions and meet new people, and we exchange cards. We have a good conversation. We exchange cards, and I get back to the room. If I haven't written it down, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that. And I'd like to put in there any kind of follow-up on the. I write it on the back of the card. Any kind of follow-up I need to do, and also if there is something that we talked about that triggers a memory, and most of the time we want to take pictures of people, and so which brings me to on the phone nowadays, that's a form of networking, and you're clicking, you're connecting the two phones together and exchanging information. I had that happen the other day at a meeting, and I think that's a fine thing to do. You're getting a lot of information. But you got to also, if you're doing that, you need to go into that person's record as soon as you can and say, what is the follow-up I need to do? What was the things that we talked about? Make sure you have that information. You also can put that into your ACT system. Listen, if you don't want to buy Spring for the money, you can use one of the Microsoft programs to keep up with all this. So the networking, I talked about you went through your friends first, the people you know. So then you end up in a situation where you're stumped. And what do I do next? What should always happen, and I want to take you through a scenario here, is you've made a contact with a friend, somebody you knew, and You've been talking about it. You've asked that you want you first of all, you typically are not asking for a job. Typically, we use the in the South, we use the phrase pick your brain. Say you want to pick your brain. I'm between jobs. And I want to see what you can do as far as giving me advice and counsel. And usually somewhere at the end of the conversation, you do send them your resume. That's why we prepare the resume before we ever start the network. So you send them the resume and they've got it there and they can send it. So here's the last thing you should say. Bob, as if you were me, who else would you talk to about this situation and can I use your name if I call them? Okay. So what happens is you're branching out from the people you know to the people that you don't know. And if Bob will let you, you can use his name as a door opener. And sometimes Bob may not be a friend of the guy that he's giving or gal that he's giving you the name of. So they'll usually tell you, said, look, I know they've got an opening over there, or I know this guy is thinking about reorganizing, but don't use my name when you do it. Just say, the little bird told me, or the grapevine, or whatever. And then you can send them an email or make a call. And when you do that, then you can connect with somebody. And if you use that phrase, who else should I call that you think might be of help to me? Every time you make a contact, use that phrase. And then the next thing you know, you will have branched out of these people you know into people you don't know and beyond that. So when you're looking at who to call, keep in mind that your family ought to be included in that too. And it's really interesting. I was interviewing a candidate that was a CEO of a smaller hospital, and this person had not didn't have any background as far as being a CEO, and it was a department head in a reasonably large hospital, but it became a CEO, went from department head to CEO. That's curious. And I said, how did that happen? And I said, what was the connection? She said she had gone on a medical missionary trip with the chairman of the board's wife. This is how things happen. They happen randomly. You just never know how it's going to happen. So be sure that when you're networking, that you're not only networking with people in healthcare, but also networking with people outside of healthcare. You never know when lightning's going to strike, and that one connection is going to make a big difference. So, now I'll give you an example. Another example. I've got a friend who went to Georgia Tech, lives in my community, and we socialized together. The daughter was out of work. Turned out that she was in medical informatics. He knew I was in medical inf I was in the medical field and did this stuff. And so I've been working with her on helping her change jobs. So you never know where those things are. Keep your awareness level high for opportunities to expand your network beyond where you are. But be sure you always have your cards with your contacts and something to write on so you can do that. And also, don't fail to get all of the technical stuff out of the way so you can exchange information via connecting your phones together. This is really important. So we've covered then making five connections and the follow-up, asking for referrals. Okay. So for our introverted friends, this takes a lot of energy. And you've got to work very, very hard where others that are extroverted, it's okay. We know how to do this. We've done it all our lives because that's the way our personalities are. So a couple of things from that. First of all, if you go to a reception and you don't know very many people there, find an extrovert to take you around. And you may not know the person, but you can see them, you can feel the energy coming out of them, and you say, you know, I'm new to this, I'm new to this organization, or I'm new to these people here, I don't know very many of them. Would you do me the favor of taking me around and introducing? And there are a lot of people that will do that. At our local Georgia chapter, I'm on the board. And so when I go to the chapter meetings, I'm taking upon myself to introduce people around. And people know that I do that. So therefore, they bring me the introverts and I walk them through and, you know, give them some help. And after I do two or three introductions, then I think they get the idea. And the introverts, once they know some people, they do very fine. I mean, it's just, it comes to them. And but it's that first initial movement within the organ, within that group, that's really, really tough for them. So look for an extrovert or somebody in the know, somebody that's in an officer position, they usually are extroverted, and let them take you around and introduce you to people that are there. Okay. And just remember, if you're asking people to help, how many people do you think in that room have been between jobs? If it's in healthcare, the chances are pretty darn good that a majority of the people there have been between jobs. So they can empathize with you in the situation that you're in. And I will say this also to you. Once you've been through a job change or been out of work and then found new work, you're going to find that your confidence level to do it all again, if it ever happens again, is pretty darn high. So keep that in mind, that it's a learning curve. It's a period of uncertainty. It's a period of angst. But when you come out on the other end, your confidence level just jumps up dramatically. Okay. So that's our podcast / webinar for today. Remember that in this world, you have to network or you're not working. Thanks so much. If you've got comments or questions that I did not get to today, and we're the last webinar we're doing, seminar podcast, is going to be a potpourri of things that, for whatever reason, I didn't cover. And I'm going to answer any questions that you have for the entire audience. So what you want to do is email me at james.larry.tyler@gmail.com. That's james.larry.tyler@gmail.com. Send me question, and I'll make sure that I cover it for everybody when we have that last podcast. So thank you very much. I've enjoyed being with you. I look forward to continuing this series. Our next one is going to be on interviewing. So make sure that you see that, and I'm going to give you some secrets of things that you may not have thought about when it comes to interviewing. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.